A reading from Matthew 6:19-21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Addressing this is to say, what do you treasure? And that's actually a self-examination question. Because Jesus, in a sense, he's not saying it exactly that way, but he does put it in front of us. It's what you treasure in your heart that is going to make all the difference in terms of your attitude towards God and how you're going to live your life. And he's going to come back to this in another passage. When I was looking the sermon over recently, I saw something I'd never seen before, which looked like a non sequitur, but it was actually right in the middle of the teaching and affects this treasure business. But what do you treasure? We all treasure something.
Right. In some ways, I hadn't thought about it till you were just speaking, is that what we treasure is a way to measure what's going on in our hearts. There's the passage where when David is selected to be king, and everyone's confused that the youngest boy gets selected, and Samuel has these words, man looks on the outward, but God looks at the heart. And so it's hard for us to see the heart. It's hard. How do we even measure? One of the Old Testament writers talks about who can know oneself, who can know one's heart. It is exceedingly deceptive. There really is no way to peer into the core of my spiritual heart. But what we have here from Jesus is, the things that I treasure most will make a statement about my heart. So my treasures are my investments of time, my investments of money, my investments of my talents. All of those are going to be an expression of what's really going on in my heart.
Exactly. The application here is, in a way, it's an impossibility to self-examine. But know that God is examining your heart. And that actually can be quite helpful, because it is a counterpoint to the lies we like to tell ourselves about what good people we actually are, when in fact it might not be as true as you think it is.
Yeah. Well, we live in a part of the world, too, that always is talking about ROI. Return on investment. And when you think about all the things that we invest in this earth, which is depleting and will never take with us, but the promise of Jesus here is to store up treasures in his kingdom, which the return on investment is always more than 100%. All my investments before 2008 took a big hit. But all my investments that I made in the kingdom of God before 2008 are still sitting there waiting for me.
As I've been reading through the sermon, it harkens to Romans 8. I think it's in Romans 8 where he talks about changing the mind.
Romans 12.
Romans 12,
the
I'm
renewing
sorry.
Of your mind.
The renewing of your mind. And the way I look at it here is, we get stuck in ways of looking at things that really prevent us from seeing a bigger and much more fruitful picture. When you think of treasure, you think of gold, you think of silver, you think of houses, you think of family, you think of wives. They're all important. But Jesus is actually expanding your universe for you if you only will follow what Paul says in Romans 12.
By having a renewing of our minds.
A renewing of our minds.
So renewing our heart comes from taking maybe a quick look at what are we treasuring, and maybe realigning some of our affections to other treasures.